As we get set for Junior National Lights final, the first final in the Rock Solid Concreting 2014 Canberra Cup. And, of course, this is the final round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. And in the Junior National Lights, it has been an interesting battle all year between Sean Shibutari and Cameron Ward. Shibutari ahead of Cameron Ward. Then there's Ryan Johnson, Taylor Harness, who are back there in second and third in the club championship battle. So looking at the grid as we get set for a start, Josh Fyfe starts on the pole. Fyfe having won all three heats and the pre-final. Ryan Johnson starts out of two, did a great job there driving through the field to get that second starting spot. Cameron Ward in the 56, Cameron Longmore in the 36, Taylor Harness in the 48, Chloe Cozzi's in the 7, Callum Jackson's in the 18, Luca Kravoski in the 11, Taylor Chancellor in the 21, and Sean Shibutari will hope not to have a DNF here in the last race of the year. Away and racing, Fyfe gets the jump. As Ward up the inside tried to make the move on Johnson, couldn't get it done, and has to settle for third position. Second, Johnson now has got a train of carts as Fyfe kicks away at the front of the field. Fyfe leading, Johnson, Ward, Longmore's there as well. That's the Wagga driver in the Riv Turf cart. As Johnson in the 9 cart, that's the Esprit. The Crawford Sheds Esprit number 9 sits in second position now. Johnson had 2/4 to 6 in heat races yesterday. He opens the door now and Ward's through. So Ward making a good lunge into turn 2 at the start of the S's. And Ward now will set his sights on the 70 of Josh Fyfe. Johnson, as I said, second place finish in the pre-finals after a lackluster day yesterday, 2/4 and a 6th. As the drivers all work their way down the pit straight. Ward, Johnson, then it's back to Longmore, a dive up the inside as Kravoski's working his way forward through the field now. Kravoski, who started out of 8th position, has made his way up to 5th as he went up the inside of Taylor Harness there. And good driving here from Kravoski. He'll be on to the battle for 2nd now. 4 carts lined up, nose astern. Ward, Johnson, Longmore and Kravoski. Kravoski looking to the inside of Longmore and makes the pass going into turn number 1. The 11 of Kravoski now on the back of the 9 of Johnson. Johnson gets a better run out of the S's that time, so he closes in on the back of Ward. Cameron Ward in the 56 now has Johnson on the inside of him. And Johnson makes the pass. Kravoski couldn't go with him that time. Bit too far back. So Johnson finds his way back up to 2nd position. As we come across the line to complete lap number 4, it's 5. Johnson, Ward, Kravoski. Kravoski to the inside of Ward now to take 3rd position. Kravoski in the 11. As Kravoski now through the dip. Now Johnson. Johnson up the inside. Kravoski makes the pass to 2nd now. And Kravoski works his way into 2nd position. Kravoski in that PCR Australia kart from Wollongong. Slow out of the S's that time, and that gives Johnson a chance to close straight back up on him. So Kravoski and Johnson, as he goes up the top turns, and Johnson just can't quite make the pass now. As the leader, works his way across the line. He's out to a 3-second advantage. Josh Fife with a 36.62 his last lap, a 36.59 his best lap. Josh Fife in the 70 car, after clean sweeping the races before him, is looking to have a perfect weekend here in the Canberra Cup. The Rock Solid Concrete in Canberra Cup. We thank all the great sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club this year. There's some great prizes up for grabs in the club championship. And we will have a interesting presentation night coming up in December. Oh, a spin. And Ward is around, coming through the right-handers. He tried to fire it up. And this time he lurched forward. And then... So... The 56 of Callum Ward is off the circuit. Now that might have some repercussions. As repercussions in that championship battle for second and third. So Josh Fife leading the way from Grenfell. Fife in the 70 cart. Krivoski from Wollongong in the 11. Johnson from Grenfell in the Esprit number 9. Then a gap back to Grenfell's Taylor Harness in the Mad Harry Steel Cart, with Sean Shibateri from Canberra in the 33. Further back then to Callum Jackson from Lithgow in the Mavis AX9. Then it's Chloe Cozzi from... Sorry, then it's Cameron Longmore from Wagga in the River Turf Cart, who's was involved in that incident with Johnson. Ward. Ward now. Trying, has sitting on the tyre barriers just on the inside of the right-hander of the S's. Krivoski and Johnson. Still in a battle here for second position. Krivoski again running wide. He's run wide to the right-hander. Gets up on the ripple strip. And that's why Johnson is all over the back of him now as he heads up the back straight. He's just not turning the cart hard enough into the first part of the S's, which is getting him well offline. And he's having to, well, he's having to take too long before he can get back on the throttle through the right-hander. And Johnson is able to just stick right on his back bumper and put him under immense pressure. Fife is still your leader. Krivoski still second. Johnson third. Again, he misses his marks. Johnson, with a better run, just eats him up, coming up over the rise now. He gets his front wheels in line with the rear wheels of Krivoski, but that's not in far enough to try and make a move into the dip. So a harness in the 48, still runs in fourth. Shibateri, Longmore, Jackson, Cozzi, Chancellor is the running order. So as Fife is out to a 3.5 second gap now. Krivoski, again, a bit better that time through the S's. Johnson was a bit further back too, so the... advantage that he had is maintained somewhat. The rest of the field all single file now, with just two laps remaining for the race leader this time by. Junior National Light final in the Rock Solid Concrete in Canberra Cup of 2014. The final race meeting of the year here at Canberra. And as Krivoski takes a lot of ripple strip again, going through the right-hander. Johnson's just fading away here, losing a tenth of a second a lap. So Krivoski is very quick around the other parts of the circuit because he's losing quite a bit through the S's. But as the white flag comes out now, Josh Fife is your race leader. Krivoski and Johnson, that battle has calmed down. There is another battle that looks like it's going to go on to the checkered flag, and that is between Callum Jackson, Chloe Cozzi, and now Lachlan Chancellor is in... Taylor Chancellor is in the battle. So that is the battle for 7th, 8th and 9th. Chloe Cozzi and Chancellor mixing it up there, and they've just fallen off the back of Callum Jackson. The checkered flag is out. It looks like Krivoski is protecting his line into the final corner, but Fife, he wins it. Krivoski second, Johnson third. Back there in fourth place is Taylor Harness. Longmore, the next card through, Shibu Terry, Callum Jackson, Chloe Cozzi and Taylor Chancellor round out the Junior National Light Final, the Canberra Cup. Junior National Light Final goes to Josh Fife. Junior National Heavy is up next. We get set now for Junior National Heavy competition, their final. Jackie Isran in the 33, Luke Wrigley in the 64. Jaden Balding in the 16. In fact, it's Luke Wrigley who's on the pole in the 64. Balding on the 16. Chancellor in the 22. Jack Dare is in the 11. Jack Wescombe-Casey in the 81. Isran's in the 33. And Hayden Cox in the 21. Now, from memory, Isran did win the pre-final, but I think he got a penalty off the start. So that's why he is now back in sixth position. So watch for the 33 to come through the field. He had won both heats, and as I said, I think he came across the line first earlier this morning. But he starts from position six. And this time, the officials will be watching the 64 and the 16 as they bring them to the start-finish line. The Junior National Heavy Final here at the Rock Solid Concrete in Canberra Cup of 2014. Away and racing. Good start on the outside for Balding as Wrigley up the inside there. Oh, they're side by side through turn one and two. As they, Wrigley will have the advantage through the right-hander. Then it's Balding. Dare in the 11 is the next car through. That's the Robbo Sand and Gravel cart up to third. Back there behind him is Wescombe-Casey. Isrin's trying to make his move forward now. As he's side by side coming off the top turn, and Isran moves up to fourth position. So your race leader is Luke Wrigley. Wrigley, then it's Balding. Dare. Then it's Chancellor. So Chancellor back behind Cox and Isran. So Isran, I thought he was making that move to grab the fourth spot. In fact, that was Lachlan Chancellor who'd done that. And Chancellor now looks up the inside of Dare for third. So Chancellor makes the pass. Dare will try to do the cross back. And Dare will take the spot back. So the battle for third is a good one. Jack Dare in the 11. Lachlan Chancellor in the 22. Cox in the 21. And the Worth Australia cart of Jackie Isran runs in the 33. Now Jack Wescombe-Casey very slow on the circuit. He's trying to get that cart up to speed, adjusting his tune. And it's like he's got no... Yep, he's just... Well, he's choking that cart, trying to get it to run. Front two in battle now as Wrigley and Balding nose to tail. The battle for third, also a good one, with four carts all locked together. As Chancellor now is up to third. Then it's Dare. Cox and Isran. So, yellow flag out just to warn the drivers coming up the hill that there is a very slow cart there approaching. Now, carefully, Jack Isran needs to fall back into line. So Westcombe Casey off the circuit. As Wrigley and Balding continue to battle at the front of the field. Here comes Isrin now. Up the inside of Cox. He makes the pass. And Isrin is up to fifth position. Oh, Cox off the circuit now. And Cox pulls his card off the circuit. I'm not sure what the problem was. But Hayden Cox, I'm not sure if the cart has lost a chain. It doesn't look like it's lost a chain. So two carts out now. As Wrigley continues to lead in the Wrigley Cart Supplies Deadly number 64 from the WAS Automotive. Number 16, top cart of Jaden Balding. Now Lachlan Chancellor has broken away from that battle for fourth and fifth. Jack Dare and Jackie Isrin. Isrin up the inside of Dare, and he'll take fourth spot. So Luke Wrigley, his best lap, a 37.0. Balding's best lap, a 37.1. And on that last lap, they both did 37 threes. A 37.31 for Wrigley, a 37.39 for Balding. Chancellor back there in the 22 with a 37.43. Isrin a 37.60 and Dare a 37.86. But Dare's not giving up at all. He was looking to make a move back on Isrin now. Wind picking up across the circuit, so that will change the handling of the carts quite significantly. As the leaders head into turn number one, Wrigley, Balding, Chancellor, Isrin, Dare. Wrigley out to a half a second advantage over Jaden Balding with a 1.043 second Balding gap Balding has over Chancellor. It's 1.4 seconds back to Isrin and 0.2 of a second back to Jack Dare from Isrin. So your leaders work their way through the pit turn. Wrigley now just looking at his dash, seeing temperatures, engine revs, and starts to adjust his carburetor. And he's got two screws on that carburetor. A high and a low speed needle, and he'll adjust them, either richen them up or lean them off, depending on what he sees on that dash reading and how he feels the car performing when he's accelerating away from the corner, or how it's performing at the end of the straight, whether it seems to be hunting or starting to struggle. So he has those two adjustments at his fingertips. And at the moment, he's extending his advantage to 0.8 of a second over Jaden Balding. Chancellor has dropped the gap between himself and second place to 0.9 of a second. So it looks like it will be a battle for second place before the end of the race. Isrin is still 1.5 seconds back, and he's pulling away from Jack Dare in fifth place. So as the leader, Luke Wrigley clicks off another lap. He has five laps remaining. Wrigley, Balding, Chancellor, Isrin and Dare is the running order. They're all single file or spread out around the circuit. Wrigley again just going for the carburetor. He's got a almost 1 second buffer now. So after Wrigley finished second in all three heats, he had the pole position for this final, and he is making the most of it. Out in front, ahead of Jaden Balding by now 1.2 seconds. So the Dubbo driver doing a great job at the front of the field, has been doing a lot of racing over the last few months, chasing The state championship was at the South Pacific titles in Orange, has also been part of the Southern Stars series this year as well. And doing a lot of racing around the state. As he heads up the back straight with just 2.5 laps remaining. Our leader is still Luke Wrigley. Of course, the Dubbo Kart Club at the races at that Lincoln County Raceway. Their first meeting for 2015 is the day after Valentine's Day. It's on the 15th of February. And it's round one of their club championship. So Luke Wrigley now comes towards the white flag. And as he leads this Junior National Heavy Final by 1.6 seconds, Jaden Balding still in second by 0.6 of a second, so that gap continues to drop. But it looks like Balding has got done enough to get this second place locked down. Race leader Luke Wrigley heads into the pit turn for the final time, and Luke Wrigley will take the Junior National Heavy Canberra Cup of 2014. Balding home in second, Chancellor in third, then it's back to Isran Dare rounding out the runners in this Junior National Heavy Canberra Cup final. The tag 125 Light are up next. Well, we're about set now for the Tag 125 Light Final. As we get set, Jamie Lee Scorgie on the pole. Corey Donnelly in the 61. There's no start this time. So Jamie Lee Scorgie in the 18 on the pole. Corey Donnelly in the 61. Beck Connell in the 2. 56, Brock Harris. The 96 is Macaulay Allen, the 15, Alex Nicholson, 21's Chris Cooper, 69, John Wells, the 12 is Matthew Morris, the 42 is Martin Hollings, and unfortunately Mark Townsend is not out in the final. So as we get set for a start this time by, Scorgie and Donnelly on the pole. Scorgie won heat 2 and the pre-final. Donnelly won heats 1 and 3 yesterday. No start this time either. As the starter, not happy with carts in no man's land. Also carts squeezing each other, so they want to get this start right this time. Scorgie and Donnelly, they need to calm it down at the front of the field. Connell, Harris, row 2. Allen, Nicholson, row 3. Cooper, Wells, row 4. Morrison, Hollings is row number 5. So, as we get set for a start now, in good formation, racing now, and it's Donnelly who is with Brock Harris, gets the lead. Harris and Donnelly try to go three wide with Scorgy trying to get in the gap, but Scorgy shuffled from the pole back to third. Harris is your race leader. So Harris heads up the back straight. Donnelly and Scorgy almost touched there, and Scorgy has lost another spot. That's to Beck Connolly. So Connell. Connell in the two, up into third position. Harris leads the way from Donnelly, who looks up the inside. Connell third, then it's Scorgy. Back then to Allen, who's got the 21 of Cooper behind him. Further back then to Nicholson, Wells, Morris and Hollings rounds out the field. So it looks like Morris trying to make a move on Wells trying to make a move on Nicholson there. That didn't come off. As the front runners are all nose to tail. Donnelly up the inside. Oh, a touch there from Harris as he tried to turn in. He tried to cut in, and now Harris and Scorgy get into a bump and grind. There's more bang and crash, and Scorgy's off, losing the left rear wheel in that contest through the dip. And Scorgy's tyre is going to make it up to the top of the racetrack. Her cart is through the dip and off the circuit. So, Allen now getting passed by Wells into turn number one. Race leader is Corey Donnelly. Beck Connell runs in second. Then it's back to Harris, Cooper, Allen, Wells, Nicholson, Morrison, Hollings. So as Donnelly and Connell fight it out at the front of the field now, with four laps completed, Donnelly, Connell, then a gap. Back to Brock Harris, who runs in third. Chris Cooper's in fourth. Allen. Macaulay Allen in the 96 card, of course. He had a flat tyre in overnight in that third heat, and he's had to replace one tyre on the car. He had to start from the rear in the pre-final, but has been able to drive up through the field of the pre-final, get himself a decent starting position in the final, and he runs in fifth place currently. So Corey Donnelly, Beck Connell, still nose to tail around the top of the circuit. As Donnell leads by just 0.14 of a second over Connell. And off into the grass. That is Macaulay Allen. So Allen rejoining now at the back of the field. He'll have some work to do just after we'd talked about how he had worked his way up. So Corey is still your leader. Beck Connell just falling back off the 61. The 56 of Ward still runs in third. Then it's Nicholson in the 15. Wells is the 69, up into sixth position. Morris is in the 12 at seventh. And Morris about to be caught in the next lap or so by Macaulay Allen, who's gathering things back up after that incident. Down there in turn number one, where he spun himself, or he didn't spin out, he just ran himself wide off the track. So, Donnelly and Connell, Harris, Cooper, Nicholson, Wells, then this big gap back to Morris and Allen, who's now onto the back of Morris as they head up the hill. So So Corey Donnelly and Beck Connell, nose to tail. But Beck Connell still not close enough to be able to challenge for position. Looks like Chris Cooper is in fourth place with Alex Nicholson right on the back bumper. So Nicholson. As the race leader, yellow flags are out. We've got a spin down there. That's Morris in the 12. So Morris off the circuit now. Race leader still Donnelly. Beck Connell still 0.2 of a second behind. Brock Harris in third position still by himself. Then it's Cooper, Nicholson and Wells who are certainly in a position to battle for position. Cooper in the 21 holding fourth position. Wells back there in sixth place going through the dip and up onto the back of Alex Nicholson's cart number 15. So Donnelly and Connell across the line completing lap number 12. It looks like we're going to see Nicholson start to make a move on Chris Cooper. The 15, that is Alex Nicholson about to get the black and white diagonal, so we'll have a trip to the stewards at the end of this race. As the race leader works his way across the start-finish line, Corey Donnelly pulling away at the front of the field now. Connell still giving chase, but just not quite with the speed. A 33.1 Connell's last lap. Donnelly a 32.881. And that is Donnelly's fastest lap of the race. So Cooper now. Cooper getting away from Nicholson just slightly. So that battle for fourth position just seems to be petering out slightly as the leader works his way through the dip and up onto the back straight once again. Still Donnelly and Connell, your race leaders. Donnelly with a 32.991. So, contact at the top of the hill. And that looks like it might be John Wells who is involved in that. So Wells has now dropped back in line with Macaulay Allen. So Allen in the 96 onto the back of the 69 of John Wells. Two laps remaining. So John Wells, who was on the back of Alex Nicholson, and then the next thing we heard was the call that there'd been contact, and Wells now has got passed by Allen as there is just over two laps left to run. Race leader out in front by 1 second is Corey Donnelly over Beck Connell. Connell having a strong race today. She has had a fourth, two fifths in the heats yesterday, third place in the pre-final, and currently sits in second in this final. Brock Harris, he's had a sixth, seventh, and a fourth place finish. It was a frantic start down there into turn one, where he led the early laps. But it was eventually Corey Donnelly who has grabbed the race lead, and he will go to take the victory. The Canberra Cup for Tag 125 Lite. goes to Corey Donnelly. Beck Connell home in second. Brock Harris in third. Chris Cooper in the 21. Alex Nicholson in the 15. Macaulay Allen in the 96. John Wells in the 69. Rounds out the field. So we've had an interesting race, to say the least, here in Tag 125 Light, the Rock Solid Concrete in Canberra Cup. Tag 125 Heavy will be up next. As we get set now for Tag 125 Heavy, well, the lights were certainly an eventful race, to say the least. What will the heavies have to offer? So, Alexander Millward will start from the pole. Paul McCabe out of position number 2 in the 81. Andrew Hemphill in the 32. Brennan Shea in the 10. Glenn Bullman in the 31. And the 66 is John McCabe. So, John McCabe in the 66. Watch out for him. He had a DNF in the pre-final. McCabe had he had 3 second place finishes to Millward in the heats. So, Alexander Millward, Paul McCabe, Hemphill, Jade, Bullman, and John McCabe as they form up now for the Tag 125 Heavy Final. As they work their way around the top of the circuit. They're in good formation now, looking for a start. 18 laps the distance here in the Tag 125 Heavy Final for the Rock Solid Concrete in Canberra Cup of 2014. As we get set, they're in great formation here. Hopefully they stay that way to the acceleration line. And away, a good even start. Out of the second row, Shea tries to go around the outside of the three at the front, of the two at the front, making a three wide. It doesn't work out for him. He drops into fourth position. Millward's leading. McCabe second. Then it's back to Hemphill, Shea. Then it's Bullman and John McCabe starting to work his way forward. He gets past Bullman. So, John McCabe in the 66. As they work their way around the top of the circuit for the first time. Millward leading Paul McCabe from Hemphill. Now John McCabe up the inside. He's picked up 2 places now ahead of Brendan Shea. So it's a stable karting, natural gas and water. Go hosting 80 of Alexander Millward, who leads the way. As they head around the top of the circuit, John McCabe continues his run. He's around the outside of Hemphill. He makes the move coming into the pit turn. And John McCabe now onto the back bumper of Paul McCabe as they head down into turn number 1. So Millward leading from Paul McCabe. John McCabe is the next car through. He is right on the back bumper of the 81 of Paul McCabe. He goes to the inside now, looking to make the pass. He makes it into the top turns. Paul McCabe tries to switch back, but John McCabe has got the advantage. Hemphill trying to make a move on Paul McCabe into the pit turn. That's going to allow Shea and also Bullman in the Hydro Turf cart to have a crack at the 32 as well. So it's 4 Canberra drivers at the front of the field. Then it's Woggers, Brennan Shea with Glenn Bullman from Grenfell in the Hydro Turf cart rounding out the field. Alexander Millward is your race leader. He's got a 2 second advantage over John McCabe. Paul McCabe under all sorts of pressure. As McCabe, the 81 of Paul McCabe, he is under plenty of pressure from the 32 of Andrew Hemphill. Brendan Shea's in the 10. And Glenn Bullman in the 31 as they head through the dip and up onto the back straight. Further, the race leader, Alexander Millward. Out to a 2.2 second advantage now. John McCabe, his lap times. Matching it with Alexander Millward, but Millward has the faster lap of the race. His best lap of 33.688 from John McCabe, a 33.878. Paul McCabe, a 34.443. Hemp Hill, 34.684. Shays, a 34.741. And Glenn Bullman, a 34.318. So Millward, then McCabe. Further back then to Hemp Hill, Shea. Now Paul McCabe falling through the field. He's battling it out. Fifth place with Glenn Bullman. So McCabe making that mistake. And finally, Hemp Hill and Shea getting through. But all the while, Alexander Millward just maintaining that two-second advantage over John McCabe. The battle is for the final step of the podium. It's between Andrew Hemp Hill and Wagga's Brendan Shade. Of course, the Wagga Kart Club. So, as your race leader, Alexander Millward, is looking to ensure that he wraps up this Canberra Cup weekend. He's got a handy buffer now. Of course, the battle in the tag 125 heavies has been an interesting one all year. And the Canberra Club Championship for the heavies. John McCabe ahead of Andrew Hemp Hill, but McCabe on 62 points. Hemp Hill on 35 as around goes Bullman. Bullman just taking a bit too much ripple strip there, and luckily backing it across the start finish line. Now, I'm not sure if he got scored that lap. Yes, he did. He almost got scored twice the way he came back onto the track. So, of course, the CMS system doesn't allow two passes within a few seconds of each other, so it would soon work out that it would have not been a valid lap record. Pulling into the pits now, that is Hemp Hill, I think. Yes, Andrew Hemp Hill off the circuit. So Alexander Millward, John McCabe, Brendan Shea, Paul McCabe, Glenn Bullman are your runners still left out there. And Brendan Shea now, the man who's got the final step on the podium. And he's got some breathing room back to fourth position in Paul McCabe. So it's a stable karting, number 80 of Alexander Millward. John McCabe in the 66 CRG. The Wagga driver, Brendan Shea, sitting back there in third position. So as the race counts down with six laps left to go, no one really battling for position as everyone is certainly strung out around the circuit. Race leader. Is still Alexander Millward. He's got a 1.4 second advantage over John McCabe. So Millward just easing up here towards the end of the race. Now he's completed 13 laps On 14, lap 14 now, with just four laps remaining, just starting to cruise it on home. Millward in the 80, National Gas and Water go hosting number 80. Through the S's, John McCabe, Brendan Shea in the 10 car, Paul McCabe, the Intrepid, Thea McGrath, Photography, number 81, and Glenn Bullman in the 31 Hydra Turf cart from Grenfell, rounding out the running order. So as the leader continues to dominate this run, Millward, 1.3 seconds ahead of John McCabe. So John McCabe is closing in on him, but with only two laps remaining, you don't think that you'd see a 0.6 of a second lap difference. As the leader across the line at 33.86 to John McCabe's 33.9, so that time the gap did slightly extend. The wind picking up across the circuit is going to make these finals even more difficult, as the race leader heads towards the white flag. And Alexander Millward leading the way here in the Canberra Cup of 2014, brought to you by Rock Solid Concreting. John McCabe, well, he's trying his best to close up that gap and make a challenge here on the last lap, but it looks like Millward's got too much in hand. Alexander Millward, he has won all three heats, the pre-final, and he heads down the pit straight for the final time. As he heads into the pit turn, it's Alexander Millward, the tag, 125 heavy, Rock Solid Canberra, Rock Solid Concreting Canberra Cup champion of 2014. John McCabe comes home in second. Brendan Shea from Wagga is home in third before Paul McCabe and Glenn Bullman round out the field. So the 125, the 125 tag heavies go into the book, and the cadets will be out next. Cadets now out on the circuit as we get set for a start. No, starter going to wave off the start that time. So, Josh Sargent in the 74 after a number of issues this weekend starts from the pole. Cooper Allen's in the 19 car. Josh Haynes in the 10. Adam Tomsett's in the 29. Finley Allen in the 28. Watch for Finley Allen, because he's had three second place finishes today, so he should be able to work his way up through the field. Bailey Cooper in the 7, Sebastian Ruiz in the 6, Theodore Levans is in the 8, and Mia Bolton in the 23, and William Cozzi is in the 9. So looking for a start. Again, starter not happy with the way that the group has pulled away. They're just not staying in formation. So, looks like there's a bit of shenanigans going on right throughout the pack. Josh Sargent, first time this weekend he's been on the pole. Cooper Allen, he's had a fifth, two fourths, and then a second in the pre-final. Getting into formation now. Officials telling him to slow down. Don't accelerate to the yellow line. Of course, they've started accelerating already. And so it's Cooper Allen who gets the jump. The yellow line on the racetrack is the acceleration line, and we've seen a number of times this weekend carts accelerating as they turn into the pit turn, and that's what we've seen once again. Josh Sargent in the 74, looking to try and make a move on the 19 of Cooper Allen. Cooper Allen leading the way as they head through and complete lap number one. So Cooper Allen also receiving the black and white diagonal. Josh Sargent sits back there in second. Then it'll be back to Finlay Allen in the 28. The 10 is Josh Haynes. Sebastian Ruiz in the 6. He's had a number of problems. He had a problem with his spark plug being popping out of the cylinder head yesterday, and then put a new engine on the car today, and he's put his foot down on the accelerator and the stop hasn't been adjusted on the accelerator, which has seen the throttle link break because it was over tension. So he's now trying to work his way back up through the field. Currently sits in fifth place, not far back from the battle going on between Josh Haynes and Finlay Allen. Haynes in the power kart raceway number 10. Finlay Allen in the 28. And, well, we'll see now the black and white diagonal going out to Josh Sargent. So Josh Sargent in the 74, who has now got the race lead, gets the black and white diagonals. Haynes is past Finlay Allen, as Sebastian Ruiz in fifth place. Tom Sett getting past Bolton now, as Bolton has got William Cozzi on her back bumper. Theodore Levanis is in the 8, and Bailey Cooper in the 7, rounding out the field. So on lap number 4, and it is still Sargent and Cooper Allen at the front of the field. Now Josh Haynes and Finlay Allen have had the pace all weekend. Haynes now trying to pull away from Finlay Allen. You could see that Cooper Allen was trying to make a carburetor adjustment that time. As Sargent up over the rise, Cooper Allen in the 19 has his nose cone tucked under the rear number plate of that 74 kart. Those two locked together. Haynes, then Finlay Allen. Sebastian Ruiz back there, fifth place on the racetrack. He's 2 seconds behind the race leader. And doing a good job out there as Sebastian Ruiz in the Ruiz Construction kart number 6. Tom Sett in the 29 from Wollongong. That's Mia Bolton from Grenfell in the Canberra Kart Shed Esprit. Cozzi in the Monaco from Combined Districts Car Club, which is based out there at Lithgow. Then it's Levanis in another of the Canberra Kart Shed entries. And Bailey Cooper from the Sapphire Coast in the Clinton Toyota Narellan top kart, rounding out the field. In fact, it looks like Cooper is right on the back of Levanis now, as a cart slowing on the circuit. Now, is that the Tom Sett cart? No, it's not. So 23 Mia Bolton has pulled off the circuit. Not sure what's wrong with the Grenfell driver's cart there. Unfortunately, off the circuit on lap number 6. So with 8 laps now to run here in the cadets final, Josh Sargent is leading the race from Cooper Allen. They do have to meet with the stewards, both those drivers, following this race. Then it's back to Josh Haynes, Finlay Allen in the 10 and the 28. Haynes now starting to catch that battle at the front of the field. Ruiz by himself in fifth position has got Tom Sett trying to close down on him, so we'll keep an eye on that. Thompson is almost, is 2.9 seconds behind the race, fifth place runner of Ruas. So we'll see if that gap closes, because it's certainly closed up at the front of the field. Haynes now in the inside, Sergeant, and Haynes makes the move right behind Cooper Allen. Oh, Cooper Allen, Haynes, they touch. Sergeant's into the back of him as well. And now it's Sebastian Ruas up around the outside. Cooper Allen's off the circuit. So Cooper Allen has stopped on the circuit there, and Sebastian Ruas is your race leader. So fifth place to first, as we have a number of carts making contact there. Well, Sebastian Ruas out there in front now in the sixth cart. He'll just have to keep his head now and make sure he just hits his marks. He knows he'll have some other carts closing in on him, so the trick is to just run your own race and just not worry about what's going on behind. We'll see how he goes. He's only just off his P plate, Sebastian Ruas, your race leader. Josh Haynes is in second place. Then it's back to Finlay Allen, Josh Sargent, Adam Tomsett, William Cozzi, Bailey Cooper, and Theodore Levanis. So Haynes, looks to go up the inside of Ruas. Haynes just couldn't make the move going into the pit turn. Ruas has got Allen, Haynes and Allen right on his back bumper. He misses the apex going into the S's. That will slow him down slightly. Haynes looking to make a move. Haynes ranges up on the outside. They head towards the dip, but Ruas has still got him under control here. Ruas just goes to the inside line. He doesn't seesaw around the track. He goes into second. Oh, Ruas gets bumped now as Allen gets up beside him coming off the top turn. So Ruas shuffled back to third position. It's Haynes, Finlay Allen, Ruas, Sargent. Then it's back to the 29 of Tomsett, who's closing in on this battle as well. A five-way battle for the lead, as Josh Haynes is out in front. Josh Haynes slowing up over the rise, and that gives the lead back to Finlay Allen. So Josh Haynes slowing on the circuit, and he has he took both of his hands in air in exasperation. He threw both his hands up into the air, and that is something that the stewards will frown upon. So Josh Haynes now dropping back to fifth position as Tomsett is past him as well. So Ruas up into second, Sargent back into third, then it's Tomsett in fourth, Haynes is in fifth. Further back then to William Cozzi, who's having a quiet race compared to what we've seen up the front. Further back then to Levanis and Bailey Cooper, who is having a good battle of their own. So Ruas just needs to concentrate on the track ahead of him, not what Josh Sargent is doing behind. So the black and white diagonal going out to Josh Haynes. I think that will be because he threw both hands up in the air, that black and white flag. So you definitely cannot let the steering wheel go during a race. And he will have to see the stewards at the end of it, where they'll talk to him about that. Around the top of the circuit, and Sargent up the inside of Ruas. Ruas just wants to get onto the back bumper now of the more experienced Sargent and just get some experience in watching how they circulate around the track. He's in third position, Sebastian Ruas, as he works his way through the S's once again. He'll have Adam Tomsett from Wollongong closing in on him now as the white flag is out. So one lap to go. Ruas back there in third. Can he make a lunge on Sargent? Your race leader is Finlay Allen in the in-flight ER cart, as the Tegra cart runs in. Ruas in third. Tomsett in fourth. As Finlay Allen takes the win. Josh Sargent second, Sebastian Ruiz and Adam Tomsett. Then it's Josh Haynes in the 10, William Cozzi and Theodore Levanis, with Bailey Cooper having a great battle to the checkered flag. And Levanis has finished off the race. So Finlay Allen takes the rock-solid concreting Canberra Cup of 2014 in the Cadets. Cadet Peas are up next. Okay, getting set here for the Cadet Peas. Ryan Tomsett in the 27 will start from the pole. Darcy Boulding in the 15. Then it's a 61 of Tyler Horner Donnelly. Henderson Leslite in the 57. 12 is Carlin Phelan. 65 is Lawrence Shepherd Ashby. Max Asai and Ryan Pring, who had a DNF in the pre-final, will start tail end Charlie on the field. Away and racing, and Tomsett gets the start once again. Good start from Tomsett. Boulding's got Horner Daly up the inside, but he will hold on to second as they head through the S's for the first time. So Tomsett, who has had problems yesterday with his starting, has certainly cured that overnight and has had two good starts today in the pre-final and now in the final, and he leads the field up to the top of the circuit for the first time. So the race leader heads down into the pit turn. Tomsett, then it's back to Boulding, further back to Horner Donnelly, then a gap back to Leslite, Phelan, Shepherd Ashby, Essay and Pring all at the back end of the field. And Phelan looks like he's had some dramas, and he's dropped to the very back of the field. Now, just watching Lawrence Shepherd Ashby there miss the apex of the corner and almost had to really slow down and pull things up to try and make it through the S's that time. Pring is past Asai as at the front of the field. Boulding has made the pass on Tomsett. So Boulding leading the way from Tomsett. Next cart through is the 61 of Horner Donnelly. Leslite further back, and then we go to Shepherd Ashby, and has now got Pring, Phelan, and Asai rounding out the field. So as the Cadet Peas head up the back straight, Boulding in that WAS Automotive Arrow, cart number 15, leads the way from Tomsett. In the ultimate karting, number 27 from Wollongong. Then it's back to Tyler Horner Donnelly in the M&M Investments kart. Those top three all within a second. In fact, just over half a second between first and third. As Horner Donnelly now looking to try and make a move on Tomsett, but just trying to make a move when he did, going through the right-hander of the S's, has cost him a bit of momentum coming up the hill that time. So Tomsett takes a wide sweeping entry into the top turns, gives him some good momentum now as Boulding heads down into the pit turn. So across the start-finish line, it's Boulding, Tomsett, then back to Horner Donnelly. Horner Donnelly up the inside of Tomsett, got into the side panel that time. And that's going to give Boulding the chance to skip away through the S's. So Horner Donnelly tried to make the move going into turn two, and just the gap wasn't there. So as the race leader heads down towards the start-finish line to complete lap number 5. One third of the race now completed. Tomsett and Horner Donnelly continue their battle. Horner Donnelly just trying to get into turn two too quick, and that's he's thinking that he can get into the turn two quicker than Tomsett in the 27, and the gap just isn't really there. It's not really a passing position. So We'll have to keep an eye on that, because if he continues to make that, or try to make that move, it could be critical. As, oh, well, Tom said, has got the momentum now, and he's got past Boulding around the top of the circuit. So Ryan Tomsett leading the way. Darcy Boulding in second. And Tyler Horner Donnelly in third. So I can just see the blackboard being prepared for the 61 cart of Tyler Horner Donnelly with the black and white diagonal. So he'll have to report to the stewards at the end of the race, as Boulding now has dropped back to third place. No, he hasn't. Boulding is still in second. Asai going a lap down. Oh, Tyler Horner Donnelly there just getting in the back of Asai. He tried to cut up the inside, but Asai was staying to the inside of the track. So a battle for the lead now, and the leader, Tomsett, gets run down into the grass as he tries to make the... And so the Tomsett cart of 27 on the back of Ryan Pring as they were trying to lap him, and he went to the inside just where Pring was sitting his cart, and that, of course, is seen... A change. Tomsett, Horner Donnelly, Boulding. Oh, Boulding with some work to do here. And, oh, again, just getting up on the ripple strip, passing Lawrence Shepherd Ashby. So, as they're starting to put a lap on the slower P-platers, some of them are just starting to get a bit too aggressive. And I think I might have said Tomsett was the one that got locked up with Pring. In fact, that was Darcy Boulding. So I think it was Boulding. As the leader now comes up on the back of Carlin Phelan. So Carlin Phelan in the 12, about to go a lap down to your leader, Ryan Tomsett. Tyler Horner Donnelly. As the race leader, Tomsett, with a 1.8 second lead from the Wollongong Kart Club. Ultimate Kart Sydney is the sponsor of that kart. Of course, the Wollongong Kart Club running out at Picton there. Their next race meeting is next weekend, the 29th of November, over there at Wollongong. So the Wollongong Kart Club having a meeting next weekend if you wanted to head up the road to Picton there and enjoy the racing from the Wollongong Kart Club. So Tomlinson has got Phelan in front of him. He's being caught, Tomlinson. Oh, Boulding dives up the inside of Horner Donnelly to get second place back. Now Tomsett just takes his time as Boulding now getting past the back marking of Phelan. And Horner Donnelly. So, now they've got through the traffic. Tomsett, Boulding, Horner Donnelly, Phelan a lap down. And, oh, Horner Donnelly just getting into the back. As Phelan, still not yet passed by Tyler Horner Donnelly. So around the top of the circuit, it's still Tomsett leading the way. Ryan Tomsett in the 27 is your leader by 1.1 second now over Darcy Balding. And we've got the 15 cart now number going on to the chalkboard. So the 15 cart will get the black and white diagonal this time by. As there is just two laps left to run. Race leader is Ryan Tomsett. White flag going out to the 27 card of Ryan Tomsett. White flag is out. The black and white diagonal also being shown to the 15 card. As the leader will come back up onto the back of, it will be Maxisay first as he comes into the heavy traffic once again. Checkered flag is at the ready. The blue flag's being waved as the back markers have the leader going past them now. Asay giving room to the leaders. And the checkered flag going out to Ryan Tomsett. So Tomsett, Balding, Horner, Donnelly. So, and so will 65 of Shepherd Ashby. Also needs to go through and get the checkered flag. So the 65 and 13 need to get the checkered flag here. And it looks like the leader didn't see the checkered flag. So Ryan Tomsett taking the win. In a good Cadet Peas final, the Rock Solid Concreting Canberra Cup P-Plate Cadets final goes to Ryan Tomsett. Junior Clubman heading out onto the circuit now as we get set for the Canberra Cup decider in Junior Clubman. It's Josh Fife in the 72 on the pole. The 36 is Cameron Longmore from Wagga. Alec Morse in the 6. Sean Shibutari in the 7. Taylor Harness in the 48. 17 is Josh Hemphill, and the 22 is Lachlan Chancellor. So, Josh Fife. DNF in heat number 1 when he lost a chain. A win in heat number 2, second in heat 3, and a win in the pre-final is why he's on the pole. Cameron Longmore, a first, second, third, and a second in that order. Alex Morse, a sixth, a third, a first, and a third, is starting out of position 3. In the 6 card, in the 7 card, it's Sean Shibutari. In the 48, it's Taylor Harness. In the 17, it's Josh Hemphill, and Lachlan Chancellor. In the 22 is how they'll come to the starter. Hopefully we'll get a start this time by. In good formation now. Jockeying for position. We're racing. And an even start. Longmore on the outside has the advantage at the line. But it is Fife on the inside. Longmore getting held out to dry there on the outside. He loses two more places from Morse and to Chancellor. So Longmore in the 36 under some pressure now from Hemphill and also Taylor Harness. Around the top of the circuit, and it is Alec Morse who makes the pass in the 6 cart to take the lead from the 72 of Josh Fife. Back to Chancellor in the 22. Then it's Longmore, who now settles into fourth position. Hemphill, who was a DNF in the pre-final, stays working his way up into fifth position. Behind him is Shibutari and Taylor Harness. So all single file around the top of the circuit as they work down the pit straight. Alec Morse through that pit turn and across the start-finish line. Alec Morse leading the way in the CC Engines Karting World. Tony Kart. Of course, his brother Zane running at the Super Nationals this weekend. Had a fifth and ninth place in the two heats so far overnight. As they work their way around the top of the circuit, Alec Morse in the six kart, just starting to pull away from Josh Fife, but we did see Morse establish a lead in the pre-final as well, which Fife, who had to drive up through the field, was able to catch him. And Shibutari loses a chain now. Shibutari is out of this final, unfortunately, after a third of two fifths in the heats yesterday. Shibutari has had to pull his cart off the track. So Morse continues to lead in the Junior Clubman final of the Rock Solid Concreting 2014 Canberra Cup. As they head along the back straight, battle for fourth position, Chancellor and Longmore. Hemphill has gotten ahead of both of them. So Hemphill up to third, he's on the podium currently. Longmore in the River Turf cart, Chancellor to the inside, looking on the inside, it's tight, and Chancellor makes it through. Longmore, he tried to cut back underneath, but it wasn't that close. And we've got something flapping off the front of the Longmore cart now. So Alex Morse out to a 1 second lead. Hemphill putting the pressure on. Hemphill again making a move on Fife as they go through the dip and up onto the back straight. Here comes Hemphill to the inside on the top turn. No, not close enough. He falls back into line. They work their way around the top of the circuit now. Down the pit straight. Morse is well out in front. Alec Morse across the start-finish line. His fastest lap, a 34.018. Last lap was a 34.19. Fife is doing 34.46s and Hemphill 34.43s. So fastest lap of the race is actually Josh Hemphill, a 34.001. And that was done on lap number two. So Hemphill, fastest man on the circuit, but at the moment just can't find his way past Josh Fife. Eight laps completed, seven laps remain here. With Alex Morse, your race leader. The gap out to 1.3 seconds between first and second. And it does seem like Hemphill is being held up by Fife, who is just fast enough to keep his cart ahead of the number 17. Chancellor is a further 1.5 seconds back off that battle for second. As he heads down the pit straight, he has a 0.4 of a second gap between himself and Cameron Longmore, the Wagga driver, in car 36. So Fife in the 72. Hemphill again, just ranging up over the rise. Fife protecting that inside line as Hemphill is looking to try and get inside on the back straight. And now a good battle going on further back. Chancellor and Longmore. Chancellor just keeping Longmore at bay as Longmore was trying to make the move up the back straight that last time by. So here comes Hemp Hill again. Quick out of the S's. Let's see if Hemp Hill, he doesn't. He goes to the outside this time. He'll look to try and make the move before the kink, but no, not able to do so. Oh, around goes Longmore. Around goes Chancellor. So yellow flags are out. And so Lachlan Chancellor off the circuit as they head through the dip and up onto the back straight. Side by side, Hemp Hill and Fife off the top of the circuit. And Fife holding Hemp Hill at bay. Fife on the inside, Hemp Hill making the pass into turn number one. So Fife now with the work to do as we have only three laps remaining. Less than that as the leader heads up the back straight. Alex Morse leading the way. Fife in the 72, Hemp Hill in the 17. Around the top of the circuit. Alex Morse, Josh Fife, Josh Hemp Hill, Longmore and Harness. Hemp Hill and Fife, nose to tail through the S's this time as they come up over the rise. It's Morse leading by 3.3 seconds as he has a lap and a half to complete. As they work their way around the top of the circuit, leader is Alex Morse. He comes to the white flag. Back there to Hemp Hill and Fife. So Josh Hemp Hill, Fife nose to tail through the S's now. Longmore sitting back there in fourth and Harness in fifth. As they head through the dip and up onto the back straight, race leader is Alec Morse. He heads to the checkered flag. He looked out of it on Saturday morning. By Sunday afternoon, he wins the Rock Solid Concrete in Canberra Cup. Hemp Hill is next, Fife behind him. Then it's back to Longmore and Harness rounding out the Junior Clubman Final. Open Performance Light is up next. They get set for a start here. It's Stewart, the pole sitter, who's gone to the outside of the front row. On the inside of the front. In fact, no, it wasn't. Peter Hollings was the pole sitter. And he leads them into turn number one. Harrison Knight has a contact further back with Orsini and the 31 of Jacob Fripp. So the 31 of Fripp went over the top of the 19 of Orsini. And Orsini has just stopped in the centre of the track. He's trying to get his card out now. He's trying to get that car fired back up. Moving out the way. So Hollings leading from Knight. Oh, and trouble now for Hollings on the circuit. So Harrison Knight is your new race leader. As Hollings has slowed down on the circuit and Knight went straight by. So as Hollings now has dropped, oh, he's pulled out of the race, so it's Harrison Knight leading the way. Stewart Well, in fact, Hollings in the 42 is still running second. So the Harrison Knight cart, 24, he's had trouble shifting, downshifting throughout this weekend. So Hollings in second position. Third, it's back to Michael Stewart. Valeri is the next cart through. So Harrison Knight won heat number one, then had two DNFs in heat. As now we have this battle between Michael Stewart in the 51, Martin Valeri in the 07. Valeri working his way through the S's now. Stewart. As they work their way up the back straight. And still Stewart able to stay ahead of Valeri. Ruiz is back there under pressure from Mark Townsend. And Jacob Fripp rounds out the field. So the 24 of Harrison Knight. Knight working his way around the top of the circuit. Stewart back there in third position, still holding Valeri off in that Maranello cart. So it's Grenfell's Harrison Knight, then the two carts from, well, then the Hollings cart of 42. Back then to Michael Stewart from Canberra. North Shore Kart Club's Valeri. Jose Ruiz in the 5 and Townsend in the 13 from Grenfell with Canberra's Jacob Fripp. So Harrison Knight, your leader. Hollings not closing in on him at all. Stewart has pulled away slightly from Valeri now, but Valeri, you expect him to be able to close up that gap quite quickly as they head down into the pit turn. Then it's Ruiz, has been passed by Townsend. So Ruiz and Townsend having a good battle of their own in the Townsend Plumbing, number 13, the 5 of Jose Ruiz, and the Ruiz Construction Apex Real Estate Cart. Harrison Knight to get the black and white diagonals. Harrison Knight just signalling that he has got that black and white diagonal flag, so he'll come and visit the stewards at the end of the race. Knight, Hollings, and then it's back to Stewart, Valeri, Townsend, Ruiz, and Fripp. And he's acknowledged that flag as he's changing gears down the front straight. Stewart doing a good job in the 51 to hold off Valeri. Up the back straight now. And Hollings has really closed in on Harrison Knight. So Harrison Knight. Peter Hollings. Nose to tail now through the S's. So Knight, who was in that stable karting, number 24, one heat won, then two DNFs in the heats following that, after he seemed to be having a shifting problem, shifting down into the lowest gear. He worked his way halfway through the field in the pre-final and has got the rest of the field now in this open performance light final. Brought to you by Rock Solid Concreting. Harrison Knight leading the way. Michael Stewart in the 51, running in third, still holding off Fileri as they work their way to the white flag. Knight, then it's Hollings, Stewart, followed by Fileri. Further back then to the 13 of Townsend. Back further to Ruiz. Fripp is the final card on the leader's lap. As they work their way around the top of the circuit, it's Knight to the checkered flag in the 24 card. It's the stable cartings. Harrison Knight taking the Rock Solid Canberra Cup Open Performance Light Final. Peter Hollings is home in second. Michael Stewart in third. Martin Valeri in fourth. Townsend, Ruiz and Fripp rounds out the running order. So Barry Laver in the Hydro Industries cart not coming out on to the track for the final. He withdrew from the pre-final earlier today, so a problem there for Barry Laver. And he'll not be out on the circuit. Bruce Otter and the 72 will start from the pole. Steve Martin in cart number 2 starts out of position number 2. Greg Williams in the 15. Michael Peace in the 46. And Danny Jarks in the 43. Line up for this open performance heavy final. So as they form up now. Otter in the 72 has won all three heats yesterday and the pre-final earlier today. So in a class of six, he's still a chance, I guess, for the outright Canberra Cup. It's going to be interesting. Peter Hollings had a third, two wins. I think he won the pre-final, then he had dramas in the final. So Bruce Otter in the 72, Steve Martin in the 2, Greg Williams in the 15. Away and racing, and Otter gets the jump off the start over Martin. Williams, then it's Jarks and Peace. The running order into turn number 1. Otter in the 72. Martin back there in second spot. Then it's back to Greg Williams. Jarks and Peace are side by side going into the top turn. Jarks getting passed by Peace. He tries to switch back on the top turns, but Peace has him covered. Danny Jarks, back there, tail end Charlie in the field, running in fifth position. So Bruce Otter now in the 72, Steve Martin in the 2, Greg Williams in the 15, the 46 of Michael Peace, and the 43 of Danny Jarks. As they all start to spread out now, as Peace trying to make the move on the inside of Williams, he does so. So the front two gapping the field. As Otter works his way across the start-finish line. Martin, the twin-engine monster, the Martek, cart of the Yass Valley Earthworks, number 2. Through the dip and up onto the back straight now. As around the top of the circuit, It is still Otter holding off Martin, who is on a real charge. So the front two, nose to tail, as it looks like Martin just had a problem coming through the pit turn that time. And he has to back it down. He's losing ground now to Bruce Otter. As Otter heads up the back straight in the arrow. The stable karting, number 72 from Grenfell, Steve Martin, the Martek. Number two from Canberra. He looks to the inside on Otter going into the pit turn. Martin sideways around. He gets a piece of Otter as well. And that dry allows the 46 of Peace to come through and take the lead. So Martin's gathered it back up. And Otter just trying to stay on the outside. Martin on the inside, making the pass, and around went Martin and Otter. He probably thought he was clear, but the car just came and clipped his back wheel. And now Bruce Otter with some work to do. As they head across the start finish line, Michael Peace, who started from position number 6, is your race leader. Peace from the North Shore Kart Club in the Marrickville Auto Repairs, number 46, leading the way. Otter in the 72, closing back in on him. And Greg Williams in the 15. Williams in the 15, then it's Danny Jarks in the 43. And Steve Martin with the work to do now. Back in that number 2 kart, tail end Charlie on the field. So, Michael Peace, Bruce Otter, nose to tail, Greg Williams, heads up the back straight, and then it's Danny Jarks, who has got now a 1.2 second gap that is closing up into the pit turn once again. It's Jarks being caught by Martin, who goes around the outside quite easily. So we concentrate on the battle and the front of the field as Otter is closing up the gap between himself and Michael Peace. Michael Peace in the 46, Otter in the 72 as they head down into the pit turn. Otter working on the back bumper. Peace. Peace and Otter up the back straight. There's nose to tail. Otter has got the faster lap of the two by 0.3 seconds. He thought about a move into the pit turn. Sets up now down the front straight. Peace takes it tight. He really did a good job there because he braked the cart and then he was able to keep it tight coming off the top turn, off the bottom turn. So at half race distance now, Otter all over the back of the 46 of Michael Peace. And he makes the pass coming off the top turn. So Otter retakes the lead at half race distance. Bruce Otter in the 72. Michael Peace in the 46. Then it's Greg Williams, Steve Martin and Danny Jarks. So can Peace stay with Otter now is the question. He looks like he's found some more pace. Otter's last lap of 33.0. Peace's last lap of 33.3, and that was the lap that he was passed on. Oh, Peace sideways into the pit turn. And he loses a bunch of ground there as Otter is out to a half a second gap at the front of the field. as Otter. Otto across the start finish line in the 72. Now completing 12 laps of 18. He has a 0.9 of a second lead over Michael Peace. Greg Williams sitting in third, but Steve Martin is closing in on him. Martin. Autumn, Peace, Williams and Martin about to start mixing it up. Greg Williams in that 15 cut. Normally runs in the super heavies class. Just running in the heavies here today. Steve Martin keeping the pressure on him, although he's still about a cart length back. And Danny Jarks rounding out the field. So Bruce Otter across the start finish line once again. Peace, Williams, Martin. Oh, Martin around again. So Martin has his second spin of the race. He drives off the track, so his tyres are just going to pick up all the rubbish and dirt. But he'd be better be careful going down into turn one. And he nice of him to bring it all back onto the track with him. So the race leader heads down across the start finish line now. Three laps remaining. And it is Bruce Otter. Otter leading the way from Michael Peace. Greg Williams now looks solidly in third place. Danny Jarks up to fourth as Steve Martin will try to run him down once again. Martin has been playing catch up all race. And all the rubbish on his tyres is certainly not going to help his situation. But he's got so much horsepower in that twin-engine cart. It's a beast to control. And unfortunately, it's been too big a handful this race meeting. So Bruce Otter heads down across the top of the circuit. The white flag out next time by Otter in the 72 cart. Leading the way, the Grenfell driver in the 72. Peace from North Shore Kart Club in the Marrickville Auto Repairs, 46, running in second. Then it's it's Greg Williams in the 50. Jarks and Martin. So, Bruce Otter will clean sweep the meeting. And Otter heads into the pit turn and takes the rock-solid concrete in Canberra Cup. Second position is Michael Peace. Then it's back to the 15 of Greg Williams, Danny Jarks, and Steve Martin. So as we have restricted light, Shane Kabacki on the pole. Jared Payne. We'll start from position number 2 in the 28. Amos Noon in the 54. Dion Pangalis in the 53. Chad Horsley coming off the back of the field in 5th position with Zachary Carpenter in the 88P. So Shane Shepherd-Ashby not out on the circuit. So Kabacki, Payne, 3 and 28. They've had some great battling throughout the day, but watch for Chad Horsley in the 79. He won all three heats yesterday, then had a drama in the pre-final, And we'll be away in racing in a moment. Kabaki on the pole. Away and racing, even start, Payne might have got the best of it, so did Pengalis on the outside of the second row. Kabaki leads away, now Pengalis dives up the inside of Payne to take second position. Back then to the 54, that is the cart of Aramos Noon. So Pengalis now putting the challenge on Kabaki at the front of the field. It's the North Shore Kart Clubs. Shane Kabaki that leads the way in the Strathbrook Sodi. Second place is Newcastle's Arrow Kart of Dion Pengalis. Then it's back to the Wollongong driver in the Espresso Mobile Cafes, number 28 PCR of Jared Payne. Then further back to Noon in the Arrow from Newcastle with the PCR of the North Shore Kart Club's Chad Horsley working his way up through the field with Zach Carpenter from Wollongong in the Southern Motorworks, number 88. Here's Tail End Charlie on the field at the moment. So Kabaki with some breathing room now in the three cart ahead of Pengalis, who's got Payne right on his bumper. Then it's back to Noon. Further back, Horsley trying to make his move forward. Horsley up the back straight now. Can't get a good run on the back of Noon to be able to make that pass. As Payne now is trying to get back past Pengalis, as Kabaki is just slowly ever pulling away at the front of the field. So, Kabaki in the 3, Pengalis in the 53, then it's back to Payne. Horsley now is past Noon and onto the back of Payne as Horsley looks to the outside. Payne was thinking about an inside move on to Pengalis, who's... Oh, and that was a bit of contact up the top there, and off the circuit is Payne. So... it's now Kabaki, the 53 of Pengalis still remains in second. Horsley's up to third. Noon, then Payne in the 28 is the next car through, with Carpenter in the 88 rounding out the field still. So Horsley to the inside of Pengalis. He tries to make the cut underneath. And coming off the top turn, Horsley will complete the pass. So Horsley now through the dogleg and down the front straight in second position. Kabaki. So Kabaki, your race leader, with Chad Horsley right on his back bumper. Now Pengalis in the 53 will have Noon right on his back bumper. Jared Payne having to work his way back through the field. He is starting to catch the four carts at the front once again. Interesting, the two North Shore Kart Club members just starting to line up around the top of the circuit. The Kabaki and Horsley, they've lined up trying to pull away from Pengalis, which they look like they're being successful with it. So it's North Shore Kart Club first and second, Newcastle Kart Racing Club third and fourth, then it's the two Wollongong drivers, Payne and Carpenter, running in fifth and sixth. So they're lined up in club order at the moment. So Kabaki and Horsley around the top of the circuit once again. Kabaki withstood the pressure in the pre-final to great effect. And now he heads down into turn number one. Horsley is there in second. Then it's back to Pangalis. Further back then to Noon, Payne, and Carpenter still runs at the back of the field. So Pangalis in the 53, trying to close up that gap, but looks like he's just being caught by Noon, so the harder he's trying, the slower he's going. We'll look at the times across the line, and it's a 35-2 for Kibaki, 35-2 for Horsley, a 35-0 for Pangalis, a 35-0 for Noon, and a 35-2 for Payne. So as they work their way down into the pit turn once again, Noon in that 54. Bit of the meat in the sandwich here because he's got behind him Payne in the 28. Payne running in the Espresso Mobile Cafe, number 28, the PCR. And he's chasing down Amos Noon in the Arrow. As Horsley now looks to make a move on the inside of Kibaki at the front of the field, it is a case of Pangalis has closed in on them slightly. So the gap between first and third, 0.7 of a second. We'll see what it's like this time across the start-finish line. It looks like Pangalis is very quick up the hill. And the gap is now down to a half a second. Through the right-hander, Pangalis makes a mistake that time. But the battling between Kibaki and Horsley will slow them down. And that allows Pangalis to close up again at the top of the circuit. And he's bringing Noon and Payne back with him. Now, Payne has been quick this weekend. Over the course of the weekend, he's had a third, two fourths and a second. So Payne, who's now is running in fifth place at the back of this lead battle. We'll see how they settle it out here. Restricted light. Final in the rock-solid concrete in Canberra Cup of 2014. Kibaki and Horsley just break away slightly once again. As they head up to the top of the circuit, they stay single file. The third, fourth and fifth close them down. Kibaki across that start-finish line. The gap between first and third, now 0.4 of a second. As Pangalis drives it way too deep into the right-hander. And this will mean Noon now is going to be caught by Payne. No, Payne can't complete the pass before the dip. Horsley working on the inside of Kibaki, but still hasn't got past. As they work into the pit turn with four laps left to run. As Kibaki, it's Horsley, Kibaki. As Kibaki holding Horsley at bay. Still, it's Pangalis, Noon, Payne, the running order further back. But every time, it seems like the front runners are just able to kick away further when the third, fourth and fifth battle just looks set to challenge the front two. So through the S's, and we're down now to only four laps remaining. Lap 16 in the book. In fact, it'd be down to two laps remaining with 16 in the book. So, only two laps left for Horsley to try and make his move. Payne and Horsley. Kibaki and Horsley. Horsley into turn number one. Still right on the back bumper. Again, Pangalis has broken away from Noon and Payne. And is trying to run down the front two, but there's only a lap and a half left to battle it out. Horsley to the inside of Kibaki. He tries his best. Kicks up the dirt on the inside of the first of the top turns. but still can't get there. White flag is out. Final lap for Shane Kibaki. Can he withstand the pressure from Horsley? He stays on the inside this time. Horsley wasn't as close as they went into turn one. Pangalis has overcooked it into the S's, so that means Noone's going to have a run on him. He won't be a factor in the win. As they head up the back straight now, Kibaki looks over his shoulder. He sees Horsley coming at him. He gives him room up through the kink. Now Horsley tries to switch over, but Kibaki has him covered. Pangalos and Noone, Payne, all battling it out for third, but Kibaki leads them into the pit turn, and Shane Kibaki takes the victory. Horsley comes home in second. Pangalos holds on for third, Noone's back there in fourth, and Jared Payne comes home in fifth position. Another great battle there, rounding out the field, Zach Carpenter in the 88. So, Restricted Heavy is up next. All right, Restricted Heavy with the Yamahas. So, Restricted Heavy out there. I thought the Yamahas were going to be split out of this class, but they're still there, so we'll give you the grid as we get set to go racing here. Jeffrey Bell in the 44. Matthew Maloney. Dane Ether in the 68. Then it's Lance Horn in the 49. James Ordish in the 70. In the 77's Michael Simpson. Cataldi's in the 86. Shays in the 10, Fredericks in the 78, and the 89's Gary Cozzi with the 11 of Riley Durden. So away in racing, and Bell gets the jump at the front of the field. Maloney running in second, then it's back to the two that have had a great battle all weekend. Horn's got the advantage over Ether at the moment. Then it's Ordish, Simpson, Cataldi, Shay. Cozzi is ahead now of Fredericks, with Durden rounding out the running order. So as Jeffrey Bell in this Restricted Heavy class, seven entrants, he's had three wins in the heats. He won the pre-final, so another driver who is definitely in contention for the Canberra Cup this afternoon. Out of the outright Canberra Cup for the seniors. Jeffrey Bell in the 44 leads the way. It's then back to Maloney. Tane Ether in the gunning service centre, number 68. Runs in third for the moment. He's gotten past Lance Horn. Then it's the car sheds. James Ordish in the 17. Simpson in the 77. Cataldi in the 86. Shay from Wagga, back there in the 10 cart, Gary Cozzi in the 89, and Fredericks in the 78 with the P11 of Riley Durden. So just a reminder, as Jeffrey Bell is leading the way, best battle on the circuit is again Ether, Horn and Ordish, although Simpson right with them now. Last race, it was Simpson and Shay that were having the battle. Well, now it looks like it's Cataldi and Shay that is mixing it up. Just a reminder, the next race here at the Canberra Kart Racing Club is in February. So we look forward to seeing you back in the new year. As Cozzi and Fredericks having a great battle there in the national class. They head through the pit turn now. And Cozzi in the 89 from Wollongong ahead of Sydney's Mitchell Fredericks. Durden starting to close in on the back of that battle in the Clubman. So as the leader, Jeffrey Bell, comes across the start-finish line. The Canberra Cup, of course, being decided today, brought to you by Rock Solid Concreting. We also have that great Canberra Car Racing Club Championship. Some of the prizes for that are first class. And we're looking forward to seeing who picks up the prizes at the annual awards dinner. So, Jeffrey Bell leading by 2.2. So, Jeffrey Bell. Tane Ether is only 0.7 of a second back from Maloney in second. Horn is starting to fall away. And Durden. Now, just getting out of shape, coming through the dog leg, and he has dropped back to third. He's dropped back to 11th and last position. So the 44. It's Bell. Bell well out in front. Maloney. Ether trying to run him down. Horn and Ordish, they are battling for position out there in the 90, in the 49 and the 17. So that is a battle on the racetrack for fourth and fifth position. At the moment, the podium seems set in restricted heavies. Jeffrey Bell, of course, leading the club championship in restricted heavies. He has a 10-point lead over Daniel Mapstone, who's not racing this weekend. And Lance Horner, Tane Ether are the next in that battle, with Matthew Maloney, James Ordish all in that top six in the club championship battle. So, blue flag starting to be waved now for Cozzy, Fredericks, and also Durden. Oh, Durden sideways going into the S's now, right in front of Jeffrey Bell, the race leader. So the blue flags are out as Bell up the inside, and Bell gets through the three carts without too much problem. Half race distance now completed. So lap number 10 about to go in the book. As Maloney and Tane Ether now nose to tail, and with some traffic ahead of them, that could bring Horner and Ordish, their battle, up into contention. As they're picking their way through the traffic, second and third. It was funny because Durden went to the inside of the track immediately. The other two stayed on their racing line, which is actually the correct procedure for a cart that's getting lapped. You are supposed to maintain your racing line and then allow the faster cart to pick his way around you. Not supposed to actually jump out of the way, because the faster cart could already be making a pass on you and you jump into the side of them, which was something like what we were seeing in the Cadet P-Plate race a little bit earlier today. So now it's Horn and Ordish that get held up slightly through the dip. As, oh, Ordish now getting caught around the top turns. So that will mean that Lance Horn's going to get some breathing space as he heads down the pit straight. So Maloney and Tane Ether are nose to tail. They're battling it out for second and third podium spots here in the Rock Solid Concreting Canberra Cup. The 26 of Maloney, Tane Ether is in the 68. They head up the back straight now. Race leader Jeffrey Bell is a long way ahead. He's over 5 seconds ahead of this battle for second, which Ether was trying to make the move coming off the top turns. So Ether now on a charge. Maloney in the 26 cart trying to hold off the gunning service centre, number 68, as he comes through the S's once again. Blue flag still waving further back as Shea has got past Cataldi, and Cataldi now having to pick his way through the traffic. It's a new experience for Cataldi, who's only just off his P-plates. And great experience for him here, just getting thick in this Canberra Cup of 2014. Maloney still holding off Ether. Ether to the inside, but just not willing to try and make a move under brakes going into turn number one. Maloney seemed to have him covered there. Horn and Ordish, they're starting to close up, so that battle about to heat up once again. As the leader heads down the pit straight with just four laps, in fact, check that, three laps to go. He's on lap 15. Maloney and Ether racing for the podium, and then it's Horn and Ordish. Now a cart length separating them. Again, Ether just doesn't have the confidence, it looks like, to really start putting his nose up the inside of Maloney. So Ether just needs to get a bit more confidence with that move. And he'll start, if he starts moving to the inside a bit more and challenging, he'll start getting Maloney to worry. And eventually he might get him to move off his line, which is what you've got to do when you're trying to craft a pass, as he's been unsuccessfully doing here for the last few laps. So again, Tane Ether, as Horn and Ordish, well, they have some more shenanigans there. And Ordish drops back and loses some of that ground that he'd made up over the last few laps. So Geoffrey Bell to the white flag now. He's dominated racing here in restricted heavy. Three wins on Saturday's heats. He won the pre-final, and now he's out to over a 6 second. We'll check this gap as second and third come down. Now Ether dives up the inside. It's a 7.7 second advantage. It'll be longer than that. Lance Horn holding off Ordish for the battle for fourth and fifth. As they head up the back straight, what can Ether do? Maloney has the advantage. Ether trying to work it wide to tighten up on the exit perhaps. No, he's not close enough. It's victory and a clean sweep in the Canberra Cup for Restricted Heavy and Geoffrey Bell. Maloney hangs on from Ether at the end of the race. Horn holds off Ordish at the finish line by 0.069 of a second. Then it's Simpson ahead of Shea. Cataldi is the next card through, with Durden, Cozzi and Fredericks to round out the restricted heavy and Yamaha final. Some great racing there. And that brings us to the rookies to close off this Rock Solid Concrete in Canberra Cup of 2014. Cadets heading out onto the circuit now for the final race of the Rock Solid Concrete in Canberra Cup of 2014. Seen some great racing in all these junior categories right throughout the weekend. We're looking forward to seeing you back here for the February first round of the 2015 Canberra Cup. And don't forget the club presentation dinner coming up. You check the Canberra Kart Racing Club website for more details there. That's at www.canberrakarts.com.au. So as we set up for the rookies final, it'll be Thomas Sargent on the pole, Aaron Turney in the 37, Anthony Lofts in the 13, William Granger in the 77, Angus Wallace in the 7, Rowan Fripp in the 75, Jessica Morris in the 18, Noah Sands in the 65, Jake Bullman in the 73, Casey Cleaver in the 61, and Jason French in the 14. So one more lap till we get a start. The Canberra Cup of 2014, great to have so many competitors from all over the state here and part of this meeting. And we look forward to seeing you back in February as the first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship kicks off. as we have a great season lined up for you in 2015. Thanks to all the great sponsors who have supported the Canberra Kart Racing Club this season. And we hope you continue to support the people who support karting in your local area. So the rookies final, Sergeant in the 47, that's the Tegra Kart. Turney in the 37, the John Turney Mechanical entry. We're racing very even off the start. The inside line, though, Sergeant has the advantage. He goes into turn number one now as, oh, bang and crash further back in the field. The 73 of Jake Bullman just managed to get himself through a few spots there. Behind him, he's got Fripp, and I think Morris is now trying to make a move forward. As they work their way around the top of the circuit for the first time, it's Sergeant, followed by Turney, then back to the 77 of Granger. So a good run there for Granger with the lost card. That's the Rudd's Engineering entry. It's running back there in fourth. Wallace in the Auto X, and they'll flip off the circuit there, coming through the dogleg. So he drops back to the tail end of the field. So the deadly 65 of Noah Sands from Griffiths in the Hutchinson and Pierce sponsored cart, just holding off the gaggle of carts back there from sixth on back. The race leader is Thomas Sargent. Turney all by himself at the moment, running in second. Battle for third. Granger and Loss continues on. Then it's back to Wallace. Further back then you've got Sands. On his back bumper is Morris, and then it's back to the 61 of Casey Cleaver. A gap then to Bullman, French and Fripp, rounding out the running order. So on lap number three, Sargent is out to a 1 second lead. His last lap a 37.6 to Turney's 38.2. Angus Wallace in the 7, a 38.3, his last lap. So kart number 7 is very quick. He's starting to catch the battle for 4th between Lofts and Granger in 3rd. So that kart number 7 is one to watch. It's the Wallace Auto Cross Force Arrow. In fact, I think that's a deadly, isn't it, kart? Of Angus Walsh. He's really starting to close in on that battle for third and fourth. Further back then, Sands and Morris. Morris thought about a look inside. Now she switches to the outside. They head down into the pit turn. And Sands continues to maintain his position. Oh, a bit of contact there as finally the seven of Wallace has caught the back of Loss, but he got into a bit of a push and shove just going into the S's and lost a whole bunch of momentum. And now he has to start all that work again. But third and fourth, Granger and Loss are starting to close in on Aaron Turney in the 37 cart, who runs in second place. So we could have a three-way battle for second. And, of course, in that battle, one of those carts would miss the podium. So Thomas Sargent clean out in front, the state champion in the 47 cart. The 37 is Turney, Granger in the 77. Then it's back to Lofts. Wallace in the 7, Sands in the 65, has still got Morris and Cleaver right on his back bumper. A gap back then to Fripp, who's got past Bullman and French since his off-track activities. All the while, though, Sargent extends his advantage. As the 37 of Aaron Turney. Turney through the S's. The 77 of Granger is right there with him now. Lofts not far back, and Wallace is still running a good time, a 38.001, Angus Wallace's last lap time. So here's the second fastest kart on the circuit, but can he use that pace to get himself onto the podium. That's the question. As Sargent is out to a 4.5 second lead, Granger up into second as he makes the pass on Turney around the top of the circuit. And now it's Lofts who wants to get past the 37 from Wollongong. Turney under some pressure. Lofts, Wallace again drops back. So Wallace just in that frustrating catches them and then makes the mistake and falls back. With 7 laps remaining this time by 8 laps completed, Sargent leads. As Sargent in the Tegra Australia Grenfell Kart Club, number 47, leading the way from William Granger, the Canberra driver in the Arrow, the Power Kart Raceway Integrity Sign Riding Kart. Then it's the 37 of the John Turney Mechanical Tony Kart, followed then by Anthony Lofts in the Rudds, number 13. Wallace Auto Cross Force Arrow of Angus Wallace in the 7. Now Morris has got past Noah Sands. So Morris is starting to pull away in the OTK cart. And Morris really starting to open up a gap. Granger getting passed by Turney now back. So Turney down into turn 1 makes a good move up the inside. Granger with some more work to do now as they head up the back straight. Side by side along the back of the circuit, and Turney and Granger still mixing it up. Sargent across the start finish line completes lap number 10. 2/3 of the race now completed in the rookies. And the battle is still for second and third. Lofts in fourth and Wallace in fifth haven't proved to be a factor. As through the S's, Turney running the ripple strip hard. That's going to give Granger an opportunity to close in on him again. You can see Lofts through the dip and up onto the back straight. Just trying to adjust his carburetor. Adjust the performance of that car and hopefully find something extra that he can perhaps grab a podium spot before the end of this run. The race leader is still Thomas Sargent. Second place, Turney. Granger in third. This weekend, Turney a fifth and 2/3 with a second place in the pre-final. For the 77, William Granger, he had a 6/5 to DNF. And then a very good pre-final to get him up into that second row starting position. He runs third currently. And he's got some pressure on his back bumper again from Anthony Lofts. So Anthony Lofts putting the pressure on Granger for third. That's allowing Turney to skip away. As Lofts looking for an opportunity here. Wallace, who is the second fastest kart in outright speed, is also catching them, but laps are running out. There will be 2 laps left next time by the start finish line. Turney adjusting his mixture screws, trying to get that cart a bit further up the track. Sargent, your race leader, back to second position in Turney. Then it's Granger, further back then to Lofts. Wallace follows him through. Again, Wallace just in too hot into the S's. That's been his mistake right throughout this race. He's certainly been the faster kart of that group. But now laps are running out because the white flag is out for Thomas Sargent. He leads the way. As Sargent leads down into turn number 1. Turney, it looks like he's got enough of a gap now over Granger. He won't be headed, I wouldn't have thought. Then it's back to Lofts and Wallace. Jessica Morris back there in 6th. Noah Sands has Rowan Fripp closing in on him. But once again, I still don't think they're close enough to change positions. So as they head up the back straight for the final time, Lofts trying to make a move on Granger as they get to the top of the circuit. Lofts and Granger side by side off the top. The battle for third. Lofts grabs it as they head down the pit straight. Lofts has grabbed third. The checkered flag is out to Thomas Sargent. Turney comes home in second and Lofts will come home in third. Granger in fourth and Wallace in fifth place. Back there is Morris in sixth. Then it's Noah Sands. Behind him, Rowan Fripp, Casey Cleaver, Jake Bullman and Jason French wrap up this Canberra Cup concreting. Thomas Sargent takes the Rookies Canberra Cup. We'd like to thank all the officials who've worked tirelessly over the last 2 days and also to the flag marshals that have been dropping in from time to time to help out and keep the program on the road. It's been a great weekend of karting, and we look forward to seeing you back here in February for the first round of the 2015 Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.